Vayter and Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet, we're going to top of the page in the middle of the line. Last time on Sanhedrin, we left off with the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbana. On the bottom of Gimel Mabez, we explained to Rebbe, whose opinion was that you need to have five judges for Dini Mamanis. As opposed to our Mishnah said three, he said five. And the bottom of Lamed Mabez, on Gimel Mabez, said Eloheinu Taimed the Rebbe, Asher Yarshiun Elohim Trey. The fact that it says the word Yarshiun, that is plural, and therefore that's two. And Nemar Elohim Lamata, Venemar Elohim Lamala, Malamata Shnaim, Aflamaila Shnaim. So then I'm having just like the bottom one's talking about it's two, because as in plural, so too the top one is talking about two, and that ends up with four, and you can't have a basin that's equal, that's even, and therefore Masifan Le Orechad, you add on another one, and therefore you end up with five. Now that was Rebbe's Drasha. Now here's the thing though. He darshed it based on the word Yarshiun. The word Yarshiun, though, was written in a way that it is missing a vav. It's chaser. And the Rabbanan said, because of the fact that it's missing that letter, the vav, therefore, we read it according to as if it's lacking something. We read it as a single thing. So therefore, you have Elohim is two, because of the mal lamata shtickle. Yarshiun is one, therefore it's only three. But the Rabbi Meir says, no, it's got to be five because it's two and two, and you can't have even, and then it ends up being five. Now, this opens up a discussion, a Shas topic, known as Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesoris. Which is the way that we deal with things? Do we look at a word and say, well, let's see how it's pronounced, and therefore we say Yesh Eim LeMikra, that even though Yarshiun is written chaser, it's missing the vav, it's written keilu, it's like a singular form, but we pronounce it Yarshiun as if it's plural, and therefore we care more about how it's spoken out, or Yesh Eim LeMesores, which is how it's actually written, and the Mesorah that passes down exactly how to write it. That is a question, and depending on whether you say Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoris, is how you're going to get in Darshan. Since Rebbe's of the opinion that he says Yeshem LeMikra goes according to how you read it, therefore Yarshiun is plural. And now let's take a look. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rebbe, V'Rebbe Yehuda Ben Roitz, who base Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, V'Rebbe Akiva, all five of them, Kulu Svir Lehu Yeshem LeMikra, they are all of the opinion that we go according to the way that it's actually pronounced. Says Rashi, top right corner, Yeshem LeMikra, Basa Kriyas Lirin Dehi Iker. The Iker is the way that you actually read it. Now let's break it down. Rebbe Hadam that we just saw of Yarshiun, he darshens that is two. The Elohim is another two, and then you can't have equals, so then you end up with five. Clearly, he's going according to Mikra, though you read it. Rabbi Yehuda and Roe, it's where we find it. The Tanya Willington of Brisa, Shalu Talmidim, it's Rabbi Ben Roe, and Talmidim asked him, Ekra Ani Shivim. Background alert, we know that when a woman gives birth, Mazel Tov, depending on what she had a boy and a girl, we're going to have different ramifications of what happens next. I'm going to tell you the end result, then we'll read the Gemara. The end result is that if it's a boy, then what happens is the woman is now Tame for 7 days, and then for 33 days, she's Tahor. Those are called Yemei Tahari. Yemei Tumah is the 7 days, and Yemei Tahara is the 33 days. And afterwards, even if she has Dam, she's still going to be Tahor. By a girl, you double it. It's 14 days of Yemei Tumah she's Tame for, and then 66 days that she is Tahor. That is the end result of this conversation here. But now we take a look and we read the Pasuk. It says, Shalu Tamin Yehuda Ben Roitz, Ekra Ani Shivim. I could have read the Pasuk as saying Shivim. Really, the Pasuk says, V'im Nekeva Teleid, and if she has a baby girl, V'tama Shvu'ayim Kinidasa. She's telling me for Shvu'ayim, which is 2 weeks, but it's spelt without a Vav, so it's actually, you can read it as Shivim, which is 70, she'll be Nida, V'shishim Yom, V'shishim Yom, 66 days, Teshiv Al Demetar, she'll be Tahor. So I could have read that as 70. Yachol Te Yoledes Nekeva Tamea Shivim, then maybe we were thinking that a woman who gives birth to a girl is going to be tummy for 70 days, not the 14 that we know it is. Amalani says back to them, we have Timei by a Zachar of 7 days, Vitiar, and the Tahor days of Shulshim and Shloshet Yamim, Rashi says, and also Timei Vitiar ben Akeva by a girl as well. And Vitiar, it says, Rashi Vitiar ben Akeva l'shvuayim, Vitiar shishim yom b'sheshishim, 66 days. Ma kishetir b'Zachar ben Akeva kiflayim, just like the Torah talks about the days of Tahor is double the amount for a female. So to the Tumah is going to be double the amount as well. So the 33 days and the 66 days are pretty clear. And just like it's doubled 33 for the man and 66 for the girl, so too when it comes to the Tumah, the Metumah, which is the 7 days and the 14 days, bezachar b'nekeva keflayim, whatever this is for the boy, the man, it's going to be double for the women. So 14 days. La'achar sheyatzu, yatzu machzer achareim. After they left, Rabbi Yehuda went to go back for them. And Amalemi said to them, I'atem zekukim lekach. You don't even need the proof that I just brought to you that we double it up. You know why? Because shvu'ayim karinon. We read the word as shvu'ayim, v'yeshem lemikra, and we go according to the way that it's read, not away according to the way that it's actually written, not lemesoros. So therefore we find that is the next opinion brought down over there that we hold of yeshem lemikra. Beishame, what if I'm beishame, ozay yeshem lemikra? The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, beishame omrim kol ani tozen al mizbeach achitzon, what would happen to keep her, it would work. Now, a little bit of background alert over here. We know there's something called a karban, a sacrifice. One of the parts of the process is known as zrika. That's when you take the dam and we throw the dam on the mizbeach. Depending on the karban, it would go to different parts of the mizbeach and different places of the mizbeach. So now, Beishame say that a kol nitazin, anytime you spritz, you put the blood al mizbeach achitz on the outer mizbeach, shenastam b'matana achas, that you do it with one matano, when really you're supposed to do two matanos, right? How would that work? That would work that they would go and they would take, depending on what the karban is. Right now we're going to see, except for the chatas, we're going to talk about the chatas in a minute, but let's say we have a karban ola, or asham, toda, or shlamim, and that is... Right, it says Rashi calling it then Olav Shlomim the Usham Hatun and Shte Matanas, two matanas, two givings, Shane Dalid, which ended to be four, Shanasa Matana Achas, and you end up doing two, you end up doing only one. What does that mean, two, which ends up being four? What you do is you put the blood on the Mizbeach Achitz on the northeast corner and on the southwest corner. So when you put on the corner of northeast, then you're going to end up hitting the north side of it, like the northeast corner. Then you have, let's say if you're looking at a map on the north, so that corner, top right corner, then you're getting also the top and also the sides. You're getting two sides. And when the bottom is a southwest corner, you're getting those two sides, the south side and the west side, right, where they meet in the middle over there. So that is two, ends up being four. If you end up doing only one instead of two, then keeper, it would be mechaper, it would work. Says Rashi, keeper, d'chsev, v'dam z'vachach l'shafeich, shaficha achas b'mashma, right? The pasuk says, v'dam z'vachach l'shafeich, you have to have one spilling. Uvechatas, but when it comes to the carbon, chatas, which that has to be actually not two, which ends up being four, we have to put the dam on each one of the corners, north, east, northwest, southeast, and southwest. But in all of them, uvechatas shte matonis. You're supposed to do four, but if you end up doing only two of them, then that would work also. This is obviously bidi evid, but that would be enough and it would work. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, af bechatas shenosam b'matana achas keeper. Even when it comes to the chatas, if you need just one shenosan b'matanach, you did it on one corner, it would work. V'am Rav Huna, my time at the Beishame. He said, what's the reason for Beishame that says two is necessary for the chatas? Beishil is more lenient with one. Really, ideally, is four. Beishame says it has to be at least two. And he says, you know why? Because karnos, hare kan sheish, arba le mitzvah, ushtayim le'akev. We have three different psukim coming in Vayikra that talk about the idea of karnos, the horns, and each one ends up being two, right? So karnos is plural, so 2, 4, 6. Harekan sheish, it ends up having six different horns, so to speak. Arba lemitzvah, four of them are coming to teach that of, is the actual mitzvah that you need to do. And the other two come to tell you that to put two of them is necessary in order to actually have a kapara. Obviously, in total, there's only four corners over here, right? So there's only four corners. So it can't be talking about that the six corners, when it says karnos, which ends up being six, can't be. So it must be hit all four. And then it adds another time, it says karnos to tell us, so it's 2, 4, and then the 6, the extra 2, is coming to teach us a principle, which is shana levakos of la'akiv. When the pasuk decides to repeat itself with something which we already learned, then it must be teaching you it's even necessary to do that b'di'evet to be yotze, so the extra 2 is now the chiyav to actually be doing it over there. And that is the way that Beis Shammai understand why it has to be minimum 2. Karnos, karnos, karnos. We have the word karnos, karnos, karnos comes up. Hare kan arba, that ends up being with 4. Now, what are we talking about? Why 4? First, let me finish it off. Gimel le mitzvah, the achas la'akev. 3 of them are the mitzvah that's, to do. It's a good idea. It's ideal. But one of those is la'akev. If you don't do it, you're not going to be yotze. So we didn't really see how he gets that yet. We're going to see in just a moment. But before that, we're seeing that Beis Shammai says 2 is la'akev, and he's still saying 1 is la'akev. Now, let's understand back to our im le'mikir, im le'masor shtickle. If you look in the psukim, it ends up being that one of them is written karnos with plural, with a vav, with the extra vav, and not the extra, with a vav, written male, and the other 2 are written chaser, karnos, karnos. So according to Beis Shammai, he reads it as karnos, karnos, karnos. He says 2, 4, 6, even though some of them don't have vavs, because he understands even the ones without the vavs, yesh aim the mikra, how we read it. Beis Hillel, though, they're saying karnos, only one of them is with a vav, the other 2 without. So we say aim yesh aim lemsores, and how it's actually written, therefore it's only 4. Now, ve'ema kul mitzvah, how do we know that he broke down Beis Hillel is saying gimel le'mitzvah achas akev ve'ema kul mitzvah? Let's say all 4 of them are just saying the ideal thing, and really, if you didn't do any of them, it would still work. Says Rashi, ve'ema le'Beis Hillel kul le'mitzvah da'a kul le'tzrichi le'michtav le'mitzvah ve'ikov dechad minolu. How does he know one is gimel akev? Em afa bishalo nasan klum keeper. Even if you didn't bring, you didn't spritz at all, it would still be mechaper, says the Gemara, kapara b'kidei lo ashkechan. Rashi explains b'kidei means below klum. We don't find kapara without doing anything. So it's got to be at least a minimum that there's going to be 1 that's going to be put over there. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so that's how we know Beis Shammai holds also yesh im lemikra. So far we're on a roll, right? We said Rabbi, we said Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, we saw Beis Shammai. We're now going on to Rabbi Shimon. At the time we learned in a braisa. A throwback to our sukkah days, that vavum abeis. The time of the braisa. Shtaim kil chasen u'shlish afilu tefach. When you're making a sukkah, 2 of the walls have to be the proper size, and the 3rd one can even be just a tefach. That is good enough. 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim by 1 tefach by open, right? 2 in a little bit. Right, so we say over here, that is the Tanakama. You have 2 walls, 7, and the 3rd one could be a tefach. And it's got to be at least 10 tefachim high. It says Rashi, Shtaim defunish osukkah kilchasen shleimos afil tefach birom yud tefachim. It's got to be the height of 10, but a little bit tefach wide. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shalosh kilchasen, not 2 and a little, but 3 walls, urevias afil tefach, and the 3rd one can even be just a tefach. But my question was exactly, these are machlokes. Rabbanan Savri, a.k.a. the Tanakama, yeshem lamisores. They go according to way that it's written. The Rabbi Shimon Savar, and he holds yeshem lemikra goes according to how you read it. The Rabbanan Savri, yeshem lamisores, the way that it's actually written. Whoa, 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 written. Basukos, basukos, basukos. Each one is written without a vav. Hare kan arba. Here, you end up, not each one. You have basukos, basukos without a vav, and then 1 time with a vav. So 2 times without, 1 time with. So you have 1, 2, 1 without, that's 2, and then 1 with, that's 2 itself, so that ends up being 4. Dal chad kra legufe. Take away 1 of them in order, because we know sukkah itself, we have to be talking about what's the concept we're discussing there. That ends up being pashulu tlas. You're left with only 3 walls over there. You're left with 3, which we explained to mean 3 walls. Therefore, you need to have 2 and a little bit, because 2 and a little bit will give you a total of 3. Asa hilchasa grasa lishlishes for kimsa tefach. Then the lechemushesina comes along and it reduces the level of the 3rd wall. It makes it to be that it's okay to just do a tefach. Says Rashi, asa hilchasa damin and hasam mechitzos. Halacha lamosha misinai umikmin and la legro ledofanasia. So we go, when you explain that means, come and teach you, you lower it a little bit. That is taking us back to Ervin, baby. Basukos. No, you read it as it's red. Basukos says plural, and therefore every kanchisha ends up being six, and that's yesh aim la mikra. How you pronounce it? So 2, 4, 6. Dal chad kura lugufi. Get rid of one of those words for the in itself. She left with only two, so that's four. And then Poshulabit leaves over four. Asahilchas agriasa lirivias of a kibbutz tefach. Lachamishizina comes along in the last wall and makes it go down to a tefach. So it's three and a little bit. So there you have. There you have it, my friends. Rabbi Shimon's approach. So we say yesh aim la mikra. Then we say we go according to the way in which we read it. And that's why Rabbi Shimon's going to say that you need to have four. Rabbi Akiva, the next one on the list, and the last one on this list, Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya. And we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Background alert, we know that if there's a dead body in a room and you're in that room and there's an ohel on top of it, that if you're going to become tummy as well, being under the same tent, so to speak. Now, this is not only if there's a dead body, but even if there's a certain amount of dam there, and that a certain amount is a revius of dam. So Rabbi Akiva says, how do I know that a revius of dam, that amount of blood that sheer chiyus of adam, love and chalir kimes. Comes out of two dead bodies. Shenatame, but all they're going to be metame, tumas ohel. Shenem, as the pasuk says, al kol nafshos mes lo yavo. This pasuk is talking about a coin gadol. It's also you can't become tame, tame mes, even if it was from one of his relatives. Right? We know that the coin can't become tame. Unless it's one of the Zion Krovim, but a Kohen Gadol, even relative can't. Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo, says Rashi, hainu dam dikri nefesh. When it says nafshos, it's a dam, it's a blood, which is called nefesh. Shtein defashos vishir echad, right? It's telling you that it's al kol nafshos meis, right? So we call it, this is showing that two people and one amount of blood over there is going to be a problem. It says Rashi, Shtei Nefashos Mashma Mishnei B'nei Adam. It's coming from two different people. Because of Mace, Kedei Misa, Hainu Revius. And the amount which is a Revius. Virabba, right, so that's Rabbi Akiva. Even though it's written as in Chaser, still it's read as Nafsho, so it's Imla Mikra. I just care about how I actually read it, and therefore it means even two. V'rabbanan nafshos ksiv. According to Rabbanan, it says nafshos without a vav, and therefore it's got to be only individuals. Says Rashi, v'rabbanan pligela v'amri ad sheyeh ashir me'odam echa. It's got to come from one person, then nafshos chaser ksiv is written chaser. Therefore, even one body, it's got to be. And there you have it. All these people that say yesh im lemikra, according to how you pronounce it, and not in the way that it's actually written. Now, after that whole discussion, the Gemara asks and says, now hold on one second. Do you mean to tell me, Maskev Levavacha Bar Yaakov, Mika de Lesle Yeshem Lemikra? Is there really someone who doesn't hold Yeshem Lemikra? We just brought all these people that say that. Votanya, but we learned in Ebraisa, Bachalei Vimo. Oy, 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 oy. The Torah says, Lo Sivashel Gidi Bachalev Imo. It says Rashi, Bachalev Imo Yochel Bachalev. Imo aval becholav mutalavashel, right? It's written in a funny way. Bechalev imo, yachol bechalev. You could have thought that maybe the isser is you're not allowed to cook, the meat in the mother's fat. But it would be mutter to do in milk. Beep, turn the page. Dalam abeis. Amarta yesh aim lemikra. So it must be, you have to say, that there's aim lemikra. It goes according to the way that you pronounce it, not the way it's written. It's the way it's written, it could have been read as, it's written as chela, as chelev, but not chalev. Everybody knows that the isser is basa b'chalav. You're not allowed to cook milk and meat together. But if you read it as it's, if you look at it, just the way it's written as chalev, and we pronounce it chalev, which is chalav, which is milk. Chalev is chalav, is milk. And therefore, it must be that everyone holds that there's aim lemikra, the way in which you read it. Oh! Says the Gemara, ela de kuliyami yishim lemikra. Really? You know, when we said on the beginning of the Amud that it says of Daf, the top of the Daf, it's Daf. I mean, it's like Bar, Hashem, Bar of Yosef from Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Roitz, Rabbi Shami, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, all of them hold Yesh Eim LaMikra, seeming like the rest of them don't hold it. Not true. Everybody holds Eim LaMikra. This is not a discussion. The Rabbi Rabbanan Behakamifki, then what's the machokas between Rabbi and the Rabbanan? Going back to when we started, of Yarshion. That this whole thing that started from a discussion of Rebbe saying you need five and Rabbanan saying you need three because of the word Yarshion, really this is what the Mechilkus was over. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe's of the opinion, Yarshion Elohim Achrini. Really, everyone here holds Yesh Eim la Mikra. Everyone holds that you read it. The way you read it is the way that is how we go. Like, however, Rebbe says Yarshion Elohim is Achrini. If you look at the actual pasuk, it says the pasuk has the word Elohim twice. It says I'll call Dvar Pesh, I'll show Al Chamor, I'll sell Sama, I'll call Aved, I'll show Yomor Kihuze Ad Ha Elohim Yavo. Dvar Shneim. Asher Yarshion Elohim Yishalim Shtayim L'Re'eu. So you have the word Elohim, then you have the word Yarshion, you have the word Elohim again. So he understands that the word Elohim is two judges, and that at the end when it says Elohim again, it's another two judges. And Yarshion is not telling us about judges or not, it's just pointing out that they're going to be held responsible. Now it's telling you have two from Elohim, two, another two from Elohim. That comes out to be a total of four. You can't have even amount, so it goes to five. So Rabbi Savar, Yarshion Elohim Achrini, that when the pasuk says, whoever the judge condemns, it's referring to two other judges. So the first time it says Elohim, it's talking about two, and Yarshion Elohim are the other two. And that's a total of four, and you need to have five. Rabbi Yehuda ben, I'm sorry, V'Rabbanan Savrin, Rabbanan Hod Yarshion Deheich V'Hai. No, they say when it says Yarshion, they condemn, is referring to the judges that are mentioned before and the one that's mentioned now. So you have the judge before the judge now. Elohim is singular. Even though it's written Elohim, it's understood as singular. So it's referencing both of those judges. And then you can have two, so you have to have even. Says Rashi, Dehech v'hai, Yarshion Elohim ha'amor lamayla v'alohim ha'amor kan. It's the one before and the one after. Ula olam lashon rabbi mashma. And really, they could even be talking about Lashon Rabbim Yarshion, and we're totally fine with that, but then we end up having one and one. You can't have an equal, so then you end up having not two, but three. Okay, so that's how we explain that he holds Yesh Eim LaMikra, yet still in Machlokas if it's three or five. What about Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz? And we got to make our way down the list. That old question of Shivim and Shvuayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, really low pligi Rabban Alei. No one argued with him. So therefore, we go and we say straight up, Yesh Eim LaMikra, Beis Hillel. What about Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel was the one who said that even one is enough, one corner of the dam is fine, even for a chatas, and Beis Shammai said it's got to be a minimum two. Beis Hillel, the Tanya, really, we're going to say Beis Hillel, even he's maskam the Yesh Eim LaMikra. However, the Tanya, v'chiper. We have the pasuk says three times about a carbon chatas that's brought on the mizbeach achitzoni. It says the words of vechiper vechiper vechiper. It says Rashi Hakadosh vechiper vechiper b'sair nasi ubesiira diyachid ubekivsa diyachid ksev mashma desagi bekapara achas kedem afarish. We find it by the sair of a nasi, by the siira of an individual, and by a keves of an individual, and it's mashma that it's good enough with one kapara, like we're going to explain. Mipnei adin. This is easy. Individual chatas here. Mipnei adin. We need these psukim because of the possibility of we learn out a din, some sort of kavachom over here, that all four vachatas are necessary. Says Rashi, Mipnei adin, hutzrichu lichtav kulan. Because of the kavachom that would have come out of this, to see if David Korni, you have to write all this, the ilo avaksivi avu maisna medina de kulu matanos makve, I would have learned out that from a kavachom that all of them are necessary and they're going to be makve. If not, shiachalo gersinan, we get rid of that word. Okay. The hello, Dinhu, isn't it a kavachomer that, why do we need v'chiper? Wouldn't we be able to learn that clearly that one would be good enough? Nemer damim lamata. It says the word dam lamata in reference to the lower half of the mizbeach. Says Rashi, b'parshas lamata gabi chatos ha'of. the Shmia Sakol, the Chsiv, Vehiza Midam Achatas Al Kir HaMizbeach, Venemar Damin Lamaila, and it says Damin Lamaila. That's talking about Bechatas Behema. That we know that what happened was that there was a Mizbeach HaChitzon, and there was a line that went around it that separated the top half and the bottom half. The blood of most of the karbonos, the Ola, the Shlamim, the Asham, that's put on the bottom of the line. The Chattis, though, is put on the top of the line. The Torah tells us that the Dam of the Chattis has to be put on the Kronos, on the horns that come up from the top of it. So now, Nemar Damim Lamata, Venemar Damim Lamaila, Ma Damim Ha'amurim Lamata, Shnasam B'matana Achas Kippur. Just like the dit of the dam that's put on the bottom half, which is everything, but not everything, but many things besides the chatas. It's good enough even with just one over there, right? Because Pasuk says, V'dam zivachecha yishafek, which is in the singular. Av dam amur lamayla, so to the ones that are written, the dam that goes above, shenasim matana achas keeper, even one matana would be good enough, says Rashi. Shenasa matana achas keeper the loksif kronos doesn't say kronos over there. So lashan achar nemu damim lamata michut hasikra underneath that red line. But ola v'shalman v'ashem v'nemu damim lamayla michut hasikra. Dainu chatas behema the chsiv b'kronos. Ma damim amur lamata shenasa matana achas keeper. It's going to be good enough even with one. Daha afilu b'shame modu. Even b'shame agrees that b'shar karbonos with other karbonos that one is enough. He says two is only by chatas. The chsiv v'dam zvechecha yishafech. Period. V'lashan achar. Okay, the middle one is the one that we just brought over there that says about even Mesham is going to be masking by these ones over here. After that's going to be good enough for just one. Okay, so you would have thought, okay, I don't even need to say the words of keeper, v'keeper, v'keeper. I don't need that at all to come and teach us that one is what's ma'akev. Oh, klachaderech zu, but maybe you could actually learn it differently, which is why we have a problem. We have to write it. Namar damim b'chutz. It says blood in reference to chutz. V'namar damim b'fnim. It says damim on the inside. There's a Mizbeach Chitzoni, right, that we, most carbonos are brought over there. But there's also a Mizbeach Penimi that we do spritzing over there of the Dam. Also, like, for example, a Par Helam Dover Shelt Sibor, which we brought up already, that if they made a mistake, the majority of Chaisom, you know, went along with that mistake. Now they have to bring the Par Helam Dover Shelt Sibor and the Par Kohen Mashiach that has to be brought on the inside. So we have the word Damim Bechutz written, mentioned by the outside, and we have on the inside, Bifnim, says Rashi, Bifnim Chatos HaPnimios, the Par Kohen Mashiach, Vehelam Dover Tuunin Sheva Zoyus Ala Parochas. I need seven spritzes on the parochas, v'al mizbeach hazahav, and on the golden mizbeach, which is that inner mizbeach over there. Utanan b'hu matana achas mehen me'akevas. Only one matana is going to be me'akev be'ezo mekomen. We see in Zvachim. V'nafka lo mikroi ba'komitz rabba v'asa ka'asher asa ma tamid lo melichpo ba'azos melamit she'im chisa achas mikol matanas lo asa loklum. Lo asa klum. So it says, Damim b'chutz, v'nemar damim b'fnim, ma damim habuim b'fnim, chitza achas matanos los of l'klum, right? That is, if you even left off even one of them, that it's no good. You have to bring all of them in. If you leave over any of them, then the kapara doesn't work. You may have come to make that comparison and say you didn't do anything even if you left off even one thing. So now we have these two options over here. One is to say, you have to bring minimum one, and the other one you have to bring all of them. We could learn that two different directions. Nira, Lemi, Dome. So which one is the chatas of the outside more similar to? Danin chutz mi chutz. Maybe we should learn out chutz from chutz, and then the chatas from chutz from the other carbonos that are about chutz. Vein danin chutz mi pnim. And then, therefore, the only one's going to be ma'akev. You have to have at least one. Oh, klachadarach zu. Maybe you can learn the other direction. That done in chatos v'dalid kronos. Mi chatos v'dalid v'arba kronos. Maybe we should learn out chatos v'dalid kronos. From a chatos v'arba kronos, says Rashi, done in chatos v'nemu bach kronos. Mi chatos apnimios. Shein chatos v'nemu bach kronos. Hamazbeach kitoris asamim. Right? So therefore, we should compare those two. And therefore, everything's ma'akev. V'al and this other type of one, which is not a chatas, And you don't need to have these four corners of here. You shouldn't learn anything about the laws of Achatas. No Sheikhas is other carbonos, you know, chutz, that have no Sheikhas, so you have to have all of them and on the corners. Talmud Lomar, because we're stuck now, we don't know which way to go, we can go either way. Therefore, it says, Vechiper, 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 Mipnei Yadin. Because of this idea, because maybe we would have thought that you'd have to, that everything is ma'akiv, therefore you have to write v'chiper, 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 kiper, af al pi shalonasan ela shlosha. The first time it's a chiper is that the coin's going to be mechaper, even though it's only three. Af al pi shalonasan ela shlosha. So even if it only has three out of four, it's going to be good. Kiper, af al pi shalonasan ela shtayim. Then it says kiper is good even if he only did two. Kiper, af al pi shalonasan ela achatz. Woo, we bring it all the way down. Even though he only did only once, the Beis Hillel is going to learn out from these psukim that even one is the minimum that you need, but not more. And if you do that in the other chatas, it's going to be good. So even Beis Hillel can agree with Yesh Eim LeMikra, but at the same time is going to argue based off another drasha entirely. Of v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Next, Rabbi Shimon about sukkah. Sukkah, sukkah, sukkah. Sukkah, sukkah, sukkahs. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Amal, Kali, you really all agree that Yesh Eim LeMikra. Rabbi Shimon, Savar, Schacha, LeBaikra. Rabbi Shimon holds that the schach, that you don't need a separate pasuk. So therefore, all the times when it's mentioned, it's coming to teach you about the walls. So if you have to have three and a little bit, you need four. Rabbi Amal, Savar, Schacha, LeBaikra. No, the schach needs an actual pasuk. And therefore, if three out of four is talking about how many walls, and one of those walls can be a little bit, and therefore you are good to go. Last but not least is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbanan Balak Peligi. Of course, Rabbi Akiva, everyone here is holding of Yesh Eim LeMikra. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Nafshos Tarti Mashma. Rabbanan Savar, Nafshos De'alma Mashma. Rabbi Akiva, he understands that when it says Nafshos, that it's referencing two, and therefore it's coming from two different bodies, is going to be combined. And Rabbanan, they hold Nafshos De'alma Mashma. Says Rashi, De'alma, Lolum Chada Mashma. It's just a way of speaking like bodies, but it means one of bodies in the world. So it's not the machlokas v'yishem lemikra l'masoros, but rather just about the way that they understand these words. Frank the Gemara. Now hold on 1 second. After we finish this all back and forth, first we go and show yishem lemikra versus yishem l'masoros. Now we say no, everyone's yishem lemikra. Frank the Gemara. The kuliyam yishem lemikra. Everybody else yishem lemikra. We have the word letotafos comes up three times, and Rashi says beparshas shema ubeparshas ki yaviachok siv letotafos chaser vav. It's lacking the vav. Aval beparshas v'hayim shemoach siv letotafos male. Harei kan dalad batim letfilin. You have four compartments for the tefillin shel rosh. Aval shel yad eino el achas. That's only one compartment. Harei kan arba. Div Rabbi Shmuel zag gazak to Rabbi Yishmael. Wael. Rabbi Kiva Omer. You don't have to work out how many times I said the word totafos, but just keep in your mind right now, we saw totafos without, totafos with. So that's going clearly yesh im le mesores and not le mikra, not just the way that it's read, because the way that it's read, then it would be six and not read as four, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel. So now it comes along Rabbi Kiva. He says, nah, you don't have to even worry about that at all, because let's go to the word tot. Bikaspi shtayim. The word tot in the lashon of Kaspi. Rashi says Kaspi is a shem makom. Kishirotzen lomer shtayim tot. They say tot. Pas, so tota fot, right? Pas be afriki shtayim. Says Rashi, afriki nami, getting afriki, nami makom, bekaran the shtayim, pas. And they call two, pas. So therefore, it comes out that what? You got two, and then you got another two. At the end of the day, it comes out that Rabbi Shmuel goes according to Yesh Eim LeMesores. Oh, what are you going to do with that? Ella Liolam Pligi. Yeah, in a chinami, you got us. There is a machlokas. Yeah, there's an argument. Vahani Migi Ki Pligi. But when is it they argue? Only when the way you pronounce it is different than the way that it's written. Says Rashi, explaining that is that Deshani Kra Mimasaurus, but Osio Sakriya Yesiro Salamasaurus. When you have extra letters in the way it's written, the way it's read, Kimola Totafos, Basukos, Kuranos, Deika Lamemar, Mideshani Vade Tarvayu Darshinon. Then you could say, take a look, is he Shemir Mikkel, Shem Lumasaurus. Aval hai chalev v'chelev, d'chiyadadi ninu. When you have a word, which is a word chalev, right? Or the word, I'm sorry, the word chalev, right? The word chalev, which milk and fat, which are written exactly the same. It's not like extra letters or non-extra letters, exactly the same. Then yesh im lemikra, everyone agrees that it goes according to the way that it's pronounced, not in the way that it would be written. That is, it could be written in two different ways, but you don't read it in any other way other than the way that we have as the of the way that it's pronounced. We don't darshan anything outside of that. In fact, the Gemara of Hare Yireh, but we have Yireh Yireh. But what about when you could write Yireh? It's spelled the same way, but you could read it as he shall see or he shall be seen. It's spelled the same way, yet there is a machlokas about it. D'tanya, we learned in a brisa, Yochanan ben Dahavai Omer Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Tema Hasuma be'alef be'echad me'enav pater min hare'ia. Someone who's blind in one eye, he's pater from going to do aliyah l'regel. Shenemer yir'eh yira'eh, because the pasuk says that what's the full pasuk? The pasuk says shalosh pa'amim bashana yeira'eh kol zechorcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Three times of the year, the pesach rosukas, you shall be yeira'eh kol zechorcha el pnei Hashem. Everyone says to either see or be seen, and we do a drasha shenema yira yira kederech sheba liros kach ba liros, which is teaching that the way that Hashem comes to see us, so too he comes to be seen. Malir os v'shtei enough, just like Hashem, so to speak, Kaviyachol comes with two eyes, a complete with nothing lacking in terms of seeing. So too, afli rose v'shtei enough, you have to have two eyes. So according to that, a person who's blind, even in one eye, is going to be putter. So what comes out? Kum tochais, that this Tana is learning out a din from another way of reading it, even though it could be spelled exactly, it's spelled the same way, which we said that whenever it has like that, it's yesh im lemikra, not lemisores. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, Ella amravacha breder avika amarkra lo sevashel gidi. Right. So basically, what's the point? What's the question? So it should. We have to understand how if someone says yesh im lemisores, those who would say yesh im lemisores would avoid the mistake that the Torah is going to ask her cooking, you know, do you say with milk or with fat? So which one do we do it, right? Both of them, we dash in both Yira Yira, so maybe Chalev and Chalev also. Elam Rav Achabere Doravika, in that particular case, Amar Kura, Lo Savasha Gadi, Derech Bishel Asra Torah. The Torah is asked a mixture in the way of cooking, and this could only be talking about meat with milk, because cooking is talking when you heat something in a liquid. So the pasuk could only mean that it's talking about milk. If it would have been bechelev imo in the fat, then it wouldn't be considered as cooking, right? Says Rashi, derech bishel chalav tzalul kemayim ve'ika bishel aval chelev einu bishel elatigon. That's talking about frying, and that's what he used a different type of wording over there. In any event, while we were with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.